So in this week's parasha of Parashas Bahar, so there's a beautiful pasuk. The pasuk says, The pasuk says the following: Lo sonu ish es amiso. This is in Perek Chof Ches Chof Hey Pasuk Yud. Lo sonu ish es amito. A person may not go ahead. Lo sonu literally means to afflict. To afflict, a person may not mistreat his fellow. You shall fear, you shall revere God, because I am Hashem your God. So we'll say this is the concept the Gemara discusses. She wrote about this week in the essay. This the Gemara talks about is the concept of onas dvarim. Ultimately, again, is afflicting someone else with speech. Shouldn't mistreat another individual. Don't do something negative. So it was a beautiful idea by the Maggid of Mezrich. The Maggid of Mezrich says the following. He says, Lo sonu ishes amito. So amito kari. See, he says, you know, amito is written in the Torah with an ayin. But the Maggid of Mezrich says it's vocalized the same way if you go ahead and you read it with an aleph. Lo sonu ishes amito means what? Says the Maggid of Mezrich. Don't go ahead and afflict the truth. What does that mean? Shelo yona ha'adam es ha'emes shelo. A person should not go ahead and mistreat his own truth. I will say, what does that mean? So this ties in a little bit to what we're learning in Masechta Yesharim as well. You know, sometimes in life, we know what it is that we have to do. We know what it is that we have to be. We know what it is that we have to accomplish. We know what's right and we know what's not right. But the problem is that often doing what's right and living a life of MS and really living up to the expectations we should have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has of us is exceptionally difficult. So what do we do? So if I say, so no one likes to be living on the wrong side of the law. So instead what we do is we create our own halachic, hashkafic, alternate realities. We create for ourselves alternate frameworks that allow for us to live within the letter of the law. We've just created our own framework for the law. You know, we've mentioned this before. Rav Hirsch points out that Rav Hirsch, like many of the Mefarshim, are very bothered by the Egel. They're very bothered by the whole issue of the golden calf. How could it be that after Klal Yisrael heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu go ahead and say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, they heard the voice of God, they saw some manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could it be after that you go and you think that a golden calf is your God? How can you possibly think that? So Rav Hirsch says something amazing. Rav Hirsch says, and then we know the Medrash says this also, that the part of Torah that Klal Yisrael felt was most restrictive was in the area of morality. They felt Torah has a lot of laws of morality, restricts much immoral behavior. Klal Yisrael had an incredible problem with that. So what did they do? So what they do now to come out and say we want to be immoral, that nobody wants to do. So instead what they did was they wanted to create a system that would allow them to do what they wanted to do. And therefore again they built the Egel not because they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they built an Egel because they wanted a construct ultimately that would allow them to go ahead and do what they wanted to do in life. Rav Hirsch says, you want to know the difference between idolatry and monotheism, or I should say in Yiddishkeit, in Judaism, we believe in making ourselves in God's image. In idolatry, you make your God in your image. You decide what you want out of life, and then create a spiritual framework around that. For us, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us what He wants, and I have to find a way to adapt to the Ratzon Hashem. Not to adapt the Ratzon Hashem to me, but Rabbi says, it's my sin b'chol yom that I decide in life, I know what I want, I know what I want to do, and now it's just the shaila of how to go ahead and figure out how to make that happen. And people end up if I do something wrong in life, it's okay, we all make mistakes, as long as I know that what I did is wrong. Because as long as I know what I did is wrong, there's a chance I'm going to fix it. The greatest existential danger is when I begin to think that what I've done wrong is actually right. Then when I begin to think that what I've done is wrong is right, there's very little chance that I'm going to be able to fix it because I don't realize that it's something need fixing. Says the Maggid of Mezrich, the Ribono Shel Olam makes an impassioned plea to us. Lo sonu ish es amito. Don't go ahead and mistreat amito, MS shalo. Don't go ahead and mistreat your MS. In life, know what's right. And even if I'm not there yet, you know, sometimes in life I'm struggling and I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to be good. I'm not there yet. It's okay. We'll say we're all on the journey together. You know, we have to reach the finish line that's here. But don't readjust MS in order to move the finish line here. Know what's true. Know what's correct. Know what we have to aspire to. Never chas v'shalom mistreat or remake the MS to to serve my needs. Lo sonu ishes amito. If we're not perfect, we're not at the finish line yet, the Ribono Shel Olam is exceptionally patient, but always make sure that we maintain a clear understanding and a clear construct of what is right and what is wrong, and never, Chas Shalom, do things to remake the system to suit our needs. We should be zochim etzron bosai to realize the MS, to aspire to reach the MS, and no matter how long it takes us, to always have in our mind a clear understanding and ideation of what is right and what is wrong.
A couple announcements.